Melinda, what are you doing?
You up?
Why did you... When Melinda's posing for the webcam, why did you switch off...
Mind the tree.
I'd also knock the Christmas tree over. By the way, that he stole from Studio 2.
That's Mayo's tree, isn't it?
Yeah, Melinda stole Simon Mayo's tree. And you know that Simon Mayo, because he's friends with God, he will have you struck down by lightning.
I'm trying to brighten up this studio. It's not very Christmassy.
Melinda, this is the voice of God. Simon Mayo told me you stole his tree. For that, you must perish in hell.
That's your all-purpose Santa and God voice, isn't it?
Mm. Well, yes, they are.
He's
very
multi-talented.
Similar.
Hello, I'm God. And I'm Santa.
Damn.
Huh?
Damn. We're going to do this quiz, then.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
That's Melinda, by the way. He's got a glass of champagne. He doesn't offer any to anybody else, does he? How come you've got some as well?
Because I went for a fag in the kitchen.
Who's there?
Well, Andy. Yeah.
Why have they got champagne?
Because they were given some.
By who?
I don't know.
By who?
A friend.
A friend? Someone who works here?
No.
No.
Willy.
Wonka.
Who's Willy?
They say Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka gave them champagne. So explain that what this quiz is then.
Okay, right. The quiz is called...
Hawaiian Eye. Is it called Hawaiian Eye?
No, it's called You Owe Me, Pal.
Okay, sorry about that. I owe you, pal.
Yep, you owe me, pal.
I owe you, pal. All right.
You've each got five questions.
Okay.
They're not multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The thing is...
Yeah.
Do you want to play this game?
Yes, please.
Will, do you want to play?
Yes.
And Dave, do you want to play?
Yes.
Okay, right. Basically, you get five questions each.
Was that one of the questions?
No.
No, I get a point for that.
No, you don't get any points for that. But okay. Basically, each question you get wrong, you owe me a pound.
So is this a way to make money?
Yep.
Right.
That's why it's called You Owe Me, Pal.
And what if we get it right?
Then well done.
Do we not get a quid if we get it right?
Maybe.
Right.
We'll work that one out.
I love these quizzes.
Mm. All right, Chris.
Yes.
Your first question. Can I have a little bit of a comedy bed, please? Okay. Question number one. Producer Will has a middle name. What is it? We've done this recently.
Will?
No, mate. I'm not helping you out.
It's something like Peter or Roger, isn't it?
It's not Roger.
Peter.
Well, that's a pound you owe me already. It's Martin.
Martin.
That's a stupid name. Question number two. Sarah Cox had her birthday recently. What day was it? It was last week sometime.
When did I see her?
Was it Thursday?
Will, don't help him out here.
Was it Thursday last week?
Is that your final answer?
No. Obviously not. Oh, when did Sarah have her birthday?
Nobody else can help.
Oh, I wonder.
No.
I wonder.
It's not fair.
When did... Oi, Hosey, Andy, when did... Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it was last Wednesday, so that's two hangers so far. Right, Fergus Dudley, one of the big bosses at Radio 1, has been here how many years and what was the month for a bonus squid?
For a bonus what?
Squid. Cushdy.
What are you doing, Del Boy?
Pillock.
We're always in the army. 25 years.
It's another pound, Jamie. It's 20 years and it was July.
I haven't done the month yet.
July. So that's it.
July.
No, July. No, you got it wrong.
July. I haven't got it wrong. You're saying the right answer, you divvy.
No.
July.
The main question
was... Let me answer the question, you landy streak of... July.
You got it wrong.
You got it wrong anyway. Don't worry about it. Jeez. Which Radio 1 DJ was formerly
married... Can't wait till you bloody leave.
Okay. Which Radio 1 DJ was formerly married to the lead singer of The Wonder Stuff?
Marianne.
Correct. And finally, your last question. Father Mayo...
Size of a cow.
Father Mayo retires from Radio when?
Welcome to the jinx seats. What?
Father Mayo retires from Radio 1 when?
Next year.
What's the date?
What's the date?
Yeah.
Oh, February the 9th,
16th. Well done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, give me a total of three...
Bring it on, lanky boy.
Ready for the next round?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah. Are you bored of this already?
Just quicken it up a bit.
I think it's all right. Yeah, speed up, but it's okay.
All right, Dave Pearce used to present a show at another station before Radio 1. What was the show?
That's easy.
Oh, it was, Breakfast.
Correct.
Yeah, how we ever got
Dangerous Dave's breakfast.
Right. I can't get out. Just get out of bed till midday.
Next.
Boombastic was a hit for Shaggy. What was the year?
93.
As it's you, Dave, I need the month as well.
93, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not. No, that's wrong anyway.
Was it?
Yeah. So you're not going to get that. So it's 23rd of September 95.
Yeah.
That's a pound you owe me already. Kavanagh had a top 10 hit in Joni 97. What was the track called?
God. Kavanagh. Was it I'm Really Macho?
Yeah. No, so macho. The Sunita cover.
Come on, you're pop quiz kings.
I Like Girls.
Yeah. YMCA.
No, it's I Can
Live in La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
I Can Make You Feel Good. Went at number 8.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Okay.
Okay, question number 4. Before coming to Radio 1, Simon Mayer was a DJ at which station?
That's easy.
Well, he's been a DJ at several stations.
No, his last station before Radio 1.
I know the answer. I can help you, Dave.
Nope.
No, if you want.
Well, this isn't my answer, but I know he worked in Nottingham on right. Trent.
Okay. No.
Hang on.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
Is the right answer.
They helped you.
And who? Here's a bonus point for you, Melinda. Who did he do a show opposite?
No, I don't really care about that. It's my quiz.
What?
Right, question number 5.
Shut your face, fatty.
What point, my mate?
That was Dale Winton.
Radio 1 DJ Namone has a funny surname. What is it and how do you spell it?
Metaxas. M-A-T-A-X-A-S.
Well done. Whoa. Out of all that, you owe me £2.
No, it's not. It's Alisa.
Okay.
Oh, you what?
Namone, Alisa.
Will.
Yeah.
Hey, you haven't paid up, by the way.
Ing Woman. Her surname is Ing Woman. The Moaning Woman. Yeah? What?
Well...
You haven't paid up yet.
But how much do I owe you?
£3.
Well, that's a stupid quiz. But I had to pay you £3.
Yeah.
I bought you a lunch today, you cheap ass. What's wrong with you?
Well, if I get enough, I'll buy you one tomorrow. Right, Will.
Yeah.
You're not here tomorrow.
We're in Manchester tomorrow.
Exactly.
I've only got a fiver.
He's got change.
I've got... What? There you go. Got £2 change there.
Yeah. I'm not really giving you the money.
Come on.
Right, Will's questions.
Here right, Will. I have a really bad pet hate that you know about. Can you remember what it is?
Dave Pearce?
being told what to do.
Well, there is that, but no, it's my headphones. I like people wearing my headphones. Okay.
No, but hang on a second, that's true as well. You hate being told what to do.
More than your headphones.
Yeah.
No, but that's my pet hate, and that's what
you hate lots of people here.
That's what I have on my piece of paper in front of me.
Rubbish.
Right, number 2. Take That Ad. How many number 1 singles?
5.
No, it was 8. So I'm going to do all right here. Tim Westwood has 2 weekend shows. What time are they on?
Quite late at night. I think that's good. I think it's fair.
No.
11.
No, it's never 11. That's the swearing on it. Can't
right,
be 11.
Fridays is?
1 in the morning.
No, it's 11 till 2. Saturdays is?
11 till 2.
12.
It's 9 till 12.
No.
That's, I'll take £2 for that one. The number 1 selling album.
Hang on a second. Have you ever actually heard Tim Westwood on the air?
Yeah.
I have.
When?
Well, late in the evening. Like I said. I can't understand it, to be honest.
Quiet in the audience, please.
It's a great show.
It's very noisy.
I really like it. Yeah.
Very noisy. I'm swearing on it.
It's all right. Blessed enough, baby.
All right, that'll do. Thank you. Stop talking. I'm trying to quiz here. Right, question number 4. The number 1 selling album in the country at the moment is what?
Oh.
That's easy.
It is very easy.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Madonna music?
No, it's
Beatles.
No, you
moron.
It's the what?
Beatles.
No one knows who the Beatles are.
It's the number 1 album, you div.
Right, finally, Judge Jules is getting on a bit now. How old is he?
42.
He's 30.
Yeah.
Who is?
He's not
30, my ass.
Rubbish.
Is he hell?
He's about 37.
The guy's pushing 40.
Judge Jules is not younger than me.
He's not 30.
That's what Greg has said.
Greg's a like 30. Showbiz age might
Aldi
be 30.
Greg said he was 30.
He's not. Greg's 30.
Well, that's what I've got down in front of me anyway, so that's a 5 you owe me.
Baldy Greg has trouble talking, for God's sake, let alone knowing anyone else's age.
Excuse me. Will?
What?
Money.
I don't have money.
All right, so hang on a sec. The scores were what then?
Okay, Will in last place had 5.
Yeah.
You in second place with 3. Yeah. And Dave 1 with 2.
Thank you.
Although everybody's a loser because you paid me.
Well, thank you very much. That was
sensational.
A really worthwhile quiz, and I'm sure the nation is enjoying listening to Dr. Fox at the moment.
Radio 1. One love, one station.
Riding around with his motorbike like a fat pig.
Radio 1. Dance anthems on Radio 1.